Hello, MGTOW men. I'm going to show you, this is a video of me rubbing my wet pussy. Oh, come here, you silly cat. Oh, he's all wet. You gorgeous? You are. Oh, this is the singlet of love. Come on, silly wet cat. Lovely boy, Jack. He's got such... I can't see it too well, but he's got these beautiful golden... He's got these beautiful golden... I shouldn't talk loud in your ear. Oh, God, you're wet. You're a shilly cat. Yeah, that's... Everywhere that you're wet, Jack. Oh, God, I love you. Not too wet. No. You should have wet all over. Oh, Jack. Oh, God. He's not just a... Watch me pull his head out of his ass. Watch this. Wait a sec, I'll do your other side. No, come here. You're sure a good cat. I do, I love you. You're a wonderful cat. Oh, Jack. Yeah, really? Oh, you're sort of drying up, I guess. It's not cold. It's like... Cool. It's about 24 degrees Celsius, according to my precision. That's it. Okay. Been sitting in the fucking rain. Well, it's about... Yeah, that's 24 degrees Celsius. Yeah. Well, that's with this is one where the tubes, the actual thermometer fucking tube. Is they glue them in with a very, it's like a very cheap paper mache sort of craft glue. They just use a dab around about there, you know, to hold it in. And if you apply a little bit of water with a knife blade or a fucking, what's it called? Cotton bud or something and just soak that little bit of, just that little bit, that glue comes like that, you know what I mean? And so, because these are prismatic lenses, It's sort of like that. Sort of like that with rounded sort of fucking a top that acts as a magnifying glass to the fine little capillary sort of thread of alcohol, dyed red alcohol going up the middle. And, yeah. So, when I took it out, I coated the... Where's the fucking light? Oh, here's one. Right in front of me. So when I took it out, I realigned the tube. I put white type marker pen stuff down the back to magnify the light in the fucking tube. Fuck this. Anyway, the whole fucking tube thing has been... God, it's humid. It's been like a... Oh, God. All that fucking... I accidentally spilt some fucking tomato sauce over that. And, of course, you know, it dried fucking hard. And now that it's been like 100% sort of... Well, up around 100% humidity for a few days. Because we've been getting... the rainstorms from hell. Because it's usually fairly dry and not very high humidity, because the, God, fuck. That's bullshit. Windex. Yeah, this shit. Well, anyway, it's not cold as in freezing cold, but and Jack will dry off slowly. He's just really old, you know what I mean? And I sort of feel quite upset about cats when you have them for a long time and they start to age out, you know, and then they die, you know. Well, he's sort of aging out. He's a brilliant person, though. And I absolutely hate that now. Oh, nice and clean and no grimy sort of feel. Hey, bubs. Yeah, and that's a part of my sort of high IQ shit, is to put a reflective tape around all these sort, because I live in the middle of nowhere and it's black as fuck at night. If you drop anything in the, you know, if you drop anything anywhere, having a torch, having that reflective fucking tape, see, that's a layer of glue-lined heat shrink tubing, you know? So that tape is has its own glue, but it's not really good for it's not really good for round things, you know, and things that don't have high curvature, you know what I mean, and all this sort of stuff. But by putting the clear heat shrink tube over it with the glue lining, you know, that seals. That's a sealed kind of waterproof joint, right? And, or covering. And the heat shrink tube protects the reflective sort of tape. And So that means, you know, against abrasion and rubbing and all sorts of things. And so that means if I drop that anywhere, you know, I can shine a fucking torch on it, you know, and it just goes, boof, illumination, you know. Well, that's good. The humidity has served a purpose. Yeah, so that's drying old Jack, so, because he's, it's not, he was a, you know where you want to sort of go, Jack, fuck, don't sit out in the fucking rain, you know, because one cat I rescued a long time ago had cat flu. Well, here it is. Yes. Oh, look at that. Well, that's actually a very sort of intense, but that's that's the lens I coloured. But dear old Jack is getting, one of the cats I rescued, and I didn't know this at the time, but he had cat flu, and then that sort of his coughing and sneezing and shit as he was approaching his death rather rapidly. You know, that he infected the other cats, and yeah, it's, if their cats go out in the cold, they get, you know, it's a bit too cold or for a bit too long. You know, it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a balancing sort of thing. If it's really cold and they're out there for, you know, half the night type stuff, that'll kick in really bad. Or if they're out there, say, for 4 or 5 hours and it's pretty cold, the cat flu will kick in, and then they go, you know, and they can't breathe. And, yeah, so the issue is, dear old Jack, you know, he sort of sits out in the rain. He runs around in the rain like a dumb fuck. Gets really wet, and I've got to dry him, you know. And it's not cold now. It's not just sitting stationary out of any sort of breeze. It's not cold. But it's, you know, I'll just towel off the excess. If it was really, really cold, if he'd been soaked and really cold, and it was cold, I'd be in bed with him, you know. Just dry him and warm him up and just sort of dry him out, you know. My wet pussy has been dried out. And, so, you know, that's Jack. But anyway, it's good to look after him. God. All right, well, that's it. Catch you later.